All right, so we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Chof Tes. We are starting from the Gemara. I know that Yehuda finished up until the end of the Mishnah yesterday, so we're going to start again from the Gemara. Three lines are from the bottom on Chof Ches Amud Beis. So it says the Gemara, Ish in Aval Ishalos. Remember, what was the topic of the Mishnah? So the Mishnah spoke about the idea. That a father has the ability to be matir, has the ability to go ahead and administer neder nezirus to his son. And remember again, the Mishnah paskin that under those circumstances, again, the neder is binding. The Mishnah also went through all the details in terms of under what circumstances the son could either get himself out of the nezirus or that relatives, krovim. Helen asked me a good shali yesterday in terms of which relatives this applied to. We'll actually see that in the next sugya of Gemara. In any event, so the Gemara says the following. The diyuk from the Mishnah is, Ish in, aval ish alo. Now, of course, again, from the fact that the Mishnah phrases this entire conversation as referring to the father, indicates to us what it is only a father who has this ability to be madir, his son as a nazir, but a mother does not. My taima, so Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, halacha hi benazir. So we'll say we have machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yochanan says, halacha hi means, it's halacha l'moshe misinai. That's the Sinaitic law, that a father has the ability to go ahead and administer a neder nezirus to his son. And the halacha l'moshe misinai only applies to a father, doesn't apply to a mother. Fine, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Amar, top of Chavtes. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, bless you, said the name of Reish Lakish, I'm Reish Lakish, kedei lechancho b'mitzvus. That why does a father have the ability to go ahead and administer a neder nezirus to his son? It's kedei lechancho b'mitzvos, to go ahead and give him chinuch. Now, Rabbi Yossi, this is fascinating, because remember again, the din of chinuch is important to yisod. The din of chinuch is that I have to train my child to be proficient in mitzvot, so that when they become older, when they become adults and become responsible, that they should know how to perform mitzvot. So I'll tell you something interesting. So for example, there's no din of chinuch. Actually, it's a fascinating discussion. Am I obligated to train my child in mitzvot to fast on Tisha B'Av? As Tisha B'Av comes from, for example, Yom Kippur, there's a din of chinuch, right? That a child, even before Bar Bas Mitzvah, has to begin to fast already, machlokes, but at least two Yom Kippurs prior to becoming a Bar or Bas Mitzvah. What about Tisha B'Av? Is there a din to go ahead and be mechanich a child to fast on Tisha B'Av? So Rav Kook, Zechatad Kivracha, paskin that there is no din of chinuch by Tisha B'Av. He says, why? He says, because chinuch is a din in a mitzvah that a child will have to perform when they grow up. But chas v'shalom that we should instill in our children that when they become a bar bas mitzvah, that they're still going to be a Tisha B'Av. Cook says that's flawed ideology. Therefore, there's no chinuch in something that you hope your child's never going to have to do. The same reason, by the way, that there's no, you know, it's an interesting thing. Someone mentioned to me that, you know, if hilchos avelos, like, no one ever prepared. Like, there's no, like, you know, you can find a shir on everything in the world. You can't find a shir on Hilchos Avelos. Like, how come nobody gives, like, an Avelos series? And there's a simple reason for that, because, again, we're reticent to go ahead and be mechanich for something that we know intellectually it will come. Kind of, we spoke, I guess, about the intellect and the emotion. We know intellectually it will come, but emotionally we try to distance ourselves from it a little bit. So it's interesting over here, as Reish Lakish says, that a father has the ability to be madir his son as a nazir, kedei lechancho b'mitzvos. I will say, so what does that mean? Are we saying ultimately again that there's a paternal aspiration that the son becomes a nazir? So look at this. Look at the rush. And this is, I will say, so important. Al tzchinuch. Perish rush, left side of the Gemara. Dinezirus siyag leprishus. I will say, here's what's amazing. What does nezirus teach? Nezirus teaches precious. I will say, what's precious? Separation. What does separation mean? Just because you can have something doesn't mean you should. I will say one of the most important, and this, by the way, is one of the greatest challenges in parenting today. I always marvel when I see 12-year-old and 13-year-old kids walking around with smartphones. This is not a Musar Shmuz, but if it was, I would say, I marvel at it, right? Who are you? You're a fashtunkin, a little kid. Who's emailing you? Who's texting you? What do you need such a level of connectivity? And what is a parent teaching their child when you give your kid every single thing? If you give them every electronic device, if you give them everything, but my friends have it, who cares if your friends have it? Do you need that? Is that necessary? So sometimes, again, child's not very happy at the end of the day when the parent draws that line. But look what the Gemara is saying over here. The most important lesson you could teach your child is Nazirus, not to become a Nazir, because Nazir represents Precious. And Precious says that you have to know, what is Precious? Right? Kaddish es atzmucha b'mashem mutr l'cha. That just because you're allowed to have it, just because it's not usher, doesn't mean you should indulge. Because again, if a child gets used to indulging in every single permissible pleasure, you know what happens to children who indulge in every single permissible thing? They become hedonistic adults. And they become adults who always need the next thing, and they need the next pleasure, and the next thing. And ein lo davar sof, oed kesef lo yispa kesef. So this is amazing. So Reish Lakish says, I'm allowed to make my child a Nazir, to teach him the concept of precious, to teach him the concept that at the end of the day, life is about moderation, and ultimately, just because you can have it, doesn't mean you should. Ihachi afilu ishanami. All right, that part of the shiur is over. What about the fact? What about a woman? So I will say, if that's the case, then again, why is it only a father who has the right to go ahead and be madir his son? Why doesn't the woman have this ability as well? So we'll say, interestingly enough, because Reish Lakish holds that Lamaisa, the din of chinuch, is only on a father and is not on a mother. Now, we'll say, I want to be clear. When the Gemara makes statements like this, so, you know, this is comparable to the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin writes that only a man has a chi of Talmud Torah, a woman doesn't have a chi of Talmud Torah. So what does that mean? A woman is not chayef to learn Torah, you can't be proficiently Jewish and ignorant at the same time. There's so much knowledge. What it means is that a man has an obligation to come to shir every day. A man has an obligation to be kovei itzma Torah. He has an obligation to actively set aside specific times to learn Torah every day. A woman doesn't have that obligation to set aside specific times. Does she have an obligation to learn? Every Jew has an obligation to learn, because if you don't learn, how can you be proficient? So it's the same idea over here. What does it mean when a woman's not chayeves and to be mechanich, or someone's not chayev in chinuch? First of all, it sounds so counterintuitive, because lemaisa, again, many of us know it is the mother who is the primary mechaneches in the home. What it means is, Rav Soloveitchik speaks about this. The Rav said that he gave an example. He was speaking about his father and his mother, and the Rav has a beautiful piece. What was unique about Rav Soloveitchik was that every opportunity, every time he spoke, he never just spoke. It was always an opportunity for instruction. So the Rav gave a famous hesped for the Rebbetzin of Tolna. But that hesped wasn't the eulogy like you're used to hearing, like a person gets up and says the attributes. It was a drasha. It was literally a drasha, where actually what he spoke about was the central role of the Jewish woman in the Jewish home and in Jewish life. So the Rav writes, he says, from my father, I learned how to keep Shabbos. From my mother, I learned how to feel Shabbos. So obviously a mother is what it's saying over here is a father has to make sure that he actively sets aside the time to instruct his child on the mechanistic details of mitzvos. A mother doesn't have to be instructed to educate her child, because for a mother, it comes naturally. A father, if you don't tell him he has a chiyuv to be mechanich his child, what's going to happen? There's going to be like a million other things that he has to do before that. A mother, she doesn't have to be instructed to do anything for a child. So therefore, the Gemara says over here that lemaisa, the technical mechanistic details of chinuch, says Reish Lakish, only fall upon a father, but do not fall upon a mother. Bishlam, so Rabbi said, the Gemara is going to ask now a series of questions. Bishlam, the Rabbi Yochanan Adam Halachi bin Azir, Amatulahachi bino in bito lo. So Rabbi said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that this whole concept of a father being able to go out and be madir his son is a halacha l'moshe misinai. This whole idea that it is a halacha l'moshe misinai. So lemaisa, again, I understand why it applies to a son and not to a daughter. Meaning lemaisa, why does it apply to a son, not a daughter? The boss said, that's the halacha l'moshe misinai. See, the great thing about a halacha l'moshe misinai is what? You can't really ask any questions on it. Meaning, it is what it is. So it doesn't have to be logical. It doesn't have to make sense. That's the Ribono Shel Olam gave Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai. So if you say it's halacha l'moshe misinai, that's why the din applies to a son, doesn't apply by a daughter. El Reish Lakish, afilu bito. But according to Reish Lakish, who says that no, the ability for a father to make his son a nazir is a din in chinuch, is a din in educating the child. So why does it only apply to a son? Why doesn't it apply to a daughter as well? Kasavra b'no chayev l'chancho, Because Reish Lakish holds that the formal din of chinuch, I will say, much like the formal din of Talmud Torah, only applies to sons, does not apply to daughters. So we'll say, again, remember, I want to be clear, is the Gemara suggesting that there's no din of chinuch by daughters? Of course not. That's illogical. There has to be a din of chinuch by daughters, because else how are they going to know how to be a proficient Jewess? The idea is that the technical mechanistic details of chinuch, of actively sitting down, those details don't apply to a daughter, they only apply to a son. Bishlam l'Rabbi Yochanan d'amr halacha hi b'nazir. So furthermore, it makes sense. Rabbi Yochanan says that's halacha nazir, that it's halacha Moshe Misinai, ahachi ben aziros in ben darim lo. See, here's what's interesting. Why does this din of a father being able to make his son a nazir? Nazir is a neder. So why does it only apply to a neder in aziros? Why can't the father be madir his son in other areas as well? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, again, there's no kasha. It only applies to nazir. It doesn't apply to other nedarim. El Reish Lakish, Rabosai, according to Reish Lakish, who says that it's a din in chinuch, meaning when I'm teaching my child, Rabosai, by through naziros, says precious, is the idea that you have to learn how to say no, even to certain things that may be permitted. Why does it only apply to naziros? I feel the nedarim nami. It should apply even to other nedarim. To which the Gemara says, you're right, Lomi Bai Kamar. Rabbi said, Lomi Bai is a stylistic model, stylistic framework, where the Gemara will say, we'll teach the halacha by A, and it goes without saying that it applies to B. So Lomi Bai bin Adarim de les le nivol, el afilu nezirus de is le nivol, afilu hachi chai v'lchancho. See, Rabbi said, so the Gemara says like this, according to Reish Lakish, who says that it's about chinuch, it goes without saying that a father could be madir his son in other nidarim that do not involve nivol. The Rabbi will say, nivol we normally translate to mean like a state of disrepair. In this case, it could mean allowing the hair to grow. In this case, actually, what it really means is deprivation. So it goes without saying that in other cases where the neder doesn't involve deprivation, that lamaisa the father could be madir his son. The chiddush is that even in nazirus, which does involve deprivation, a father could still go ahead and be madir his son. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan damar halacha hi ben azir. So most according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the ability for a father to be madir his son is the halacha l'moshe misinai. Hainu diktani micha o misho o shemichu krovav. So I understand Rabbi Yochanan why according if you say it's halacha l'moshe misinai, that's why either the son or the relatives have the ability to object to the neder nezirus. Rabbi say why? Because that's the halacha l'moshe misinai. That's the law. Ela l'Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina. Amreish Lakish kol kiminehon krovin da'amina lo sigmere mitzvos. But I will say, if you hold it to din in chinuch, so let me ask you, why should the relatives have any power to go ahead and dictate to the father what he should or what he shouldn't do with the chinuch of his son? I will say, meaning, can you imagine this? The father wants to mechanech his son, make him a nazir to teach him precious. Aunt Sally says, I don't like that, right? What are you talking about over here? Or, you know, sometimes it's said, there's an tradition that sometimes mother-in-laws have an opinion about things that sons-in-law do as well. I'm not in any way conveying personal circumstances, right? But Lamai says sometimes it happens. So because someone else pitches in, because someone else puts their opinion in, then Lamai says again, suddenly, that has an effect on the way I'm a chanech my child. Doesn't make sense. Kasavar, listen to this. This is actually a very profound idea. Kasavar, kol chinuch de lo chashiv lo nechal. It is an incredible yisod that Reish Lakish holds that any chinuch that is going to put this child at odds with the norms of the greater family is not a good chinuch. Well, so I hear this incredible yisod. If being mechanech the child in a certain way is going to put him at odds with the greater family, well, so this doesn't refer to matters of halacha, right? If the greater family is not Shomer Shabbos, and a father wants to instruct his son to be Shomer Shabbos, it's going to cause ripple effects in the family. Oh, okay. That's not what we're talking about over here. Right? We're talking about over here just additional behaviors. If there are certain things that are going to put the child, what the Rush points out over here, what we're really concerned about is the following. You never want to put, just like parents should never argue in front of a child, especially regarding matters of the child, because it's going to make the child feel torn between mother and father. You never, God forbid, want to put a child in a place where they feel torn between different segments of the family. So if a child's going to feel torn, my father wants it to be a nazir, and my grandmother says that's ridiculous, or my aunt and uncle says that's not the kind of chinuch you want to give a child. Therefore, ultimately, again, Reish Lakish will say, if it's going to cause machlokis in the family, lo nechali. The truth is, it's not the right kind of chinuch. Bishlon, Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Halach, Nazir. So it's the current Rabbi Yochanan who says that it is a halacha l'moshe misinayin nazir. Mishum hachi megaleach v'avit hakafa. So you'll say, here's what's fascinating. Remember, what happens at the end of a neder nazirus? What happens is the nazir shaves his head. I was saying, what does the nazir shave his head with? He's not shaving it with his norelko, right? What is he shaving it? He's shaving with a razor. There's an isur d'oraisa rabosai to shave the corners of your head with a razor. So now, under normal circumstances, why is a nazir permitted to do it? Right? Because, again, it's an asei doch, elo sase, Kadosh Baruch Hu, excellent, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to do it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says to do it. Okay, there's a lo sase, the asei, the positive commandment over your heart for another, sets aside the lo sase, the prohibition of rounding out the corners of your head. So I understand if you tell me in the case of where a father is madir his son, that the son could do it as well. Why could the son do it as well? That's talach l'moshe misinai. Alach l'moshe misinai says you could do it. But according to Rabbi Chanina, who says that this whole thing is to go ahead and what? Educate the child in mitzvos. This chinuch is totally counterintuitive, because what am I doing? I'm being mechanech my son to teach him the din of prishus, and it's coming at the expense of what? Of an Isra d'oraisa. So also remember, I want to point out, the din of chinuch we'll see is a din d'rabanan, according to most. So the ma'isa, again, the din of chinuch, so again, it's almost like saying, I don't know what it would be like saying, but the idea over here is, how could it be that proper chinuch of the child is going to require the violation of a biblical prohibition of rounding out his head? Kasavar, which we say Reish Lakish holds, hakafas kalarosh midirabanan, the chinuch midirabanan, because Reish Lakish holds that the prohibition to go ahead and round out the head is in fact a din dirabanan. But I will say, now how could Reish Lakish say that rounding out the head is dirabanan? It says it explicitly in the Torah. So the Rush points out over here that according to Reish Lakish, the din d'orais of hakafas kalarosh is not shaving your head. It's rounding out the front, the temple area, across the back. That's the din d'rabanan. Because it essentially makes sense according to the Rambam, where the din hakafa was modeled after what the priest, the pagan priest used to do, which I guess it looks like what the Franciscan monks, right, do, where like they round out their head like this. That's the din of hakafa. I'm very worldly, by the way, I just want to point out. I Googled that. Right? So I unfiltered internet. I also just want to be clear. It's serves me tshuva. So Reish Lakish will hold that. Lamaisa, again, I went over to someone else's house to use the internet. Reish Lakish holds that Lamaisa, the din hakafa d'oraisa, is only when you leave the top of your hair and you round out the sides. Shaving the entire head, according to Reish Lakish, is an Isser midrabanan. So according to Reish Lakish, what you have over here is like this. I have an Isser midrabanan of shaving the entire head. I have a positive mitzvah midrabanan of chinuch. Therefore, Reish Lakish makes a very simple calculation, which is the positive midrabanan eclipses the Isser midrabanan, and therefore, again, Lamais allows me to be mechanech my child with nezirus as well. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan. I will say a lot of different dinim being thrown out to us over here today. Bishlam al Rabbi Yochanan. Damar halach ibn Nazir. So I will say, current Rabbi Yochanan who says that it's a din that it is a halach l'moshe misinai by Nazir. Ahachi megaleach maisi karban. I will say, now remember, all of this stuff now that we thought is now all these things that we read about that weren't explicitly stated yesterday in Mishnah are coming to mind. Remember, what else happens at the end of Nazirus? I make my son a Nazir. What happens at the end? I will say, so we've taken care of the head shaving. There's another piece, which is what? Karbanos. So I will say, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so I understand why I could bring karbanos. Why? why? Because that's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Halacha l'moshe, remember again, the beauty of halacha l'moshe m'sinai is, if it says you can do it, you can do it. It doesn't have to make sense, it just is. So the ma'aseh in the halacha l'moshe m'sinai says, I can make my son an azir. If I can make my son an azir, you can also bring his karbanos. But we'll say, watch this. However, el rabbi yosef b'chani amrei shlokish, kedei lechancho b'mitzvos, hakam ma'aseh chulin la'azara. But Rabbi Yosef, remember again, if you say that this ability to make my son a nazir is what? Is a din d'rabbanan in chinuch. So it's very nice that I could shave his head. We've taken care of that. And it's very nice that I could go ahead and teach him the din of prishos. Rabbi Yosef, karbanos. I'm bringing now chulin la'azara. Remember, Rabbi Yosef, the only time you could bring karbanos is how is if you have a biblical obligation. I am now bringing something that is only rabbinically mandated, but biblically not valid. In which case, it turns out that when I offer up those karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, then what? Then l'maisa, that's going to be chulin unconsecrated animals in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yosef, is a major, major prohibition. Atrish Gemara says, not to worry. Kasavra chulin ba'azara lav doraisa. Reish Lakish is of the opinion that what? That chulin ba'azara is not a biblical prohibition. Chulin la'azara is only a rabbinic prohibition. And therefore, we go back to the previous argument, which is what? Chinuch is a din d'rabbanan. Chulin la'azara is a din d'rabbanan. And in this case, the din of chulin eclipses the din of chulin la'azara. To which the Gemara says, Bishlan Rabbi Yochanan d'amar halachi bin azir. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that Lamaisa again being madir my son to be a nazir is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, ahachi ki mitma maisi karban siporin va'achil kohen melika. So I'll say, listen to this. Now let's go back for just a moment. Let's say I was madir my son. To be a nazir, and then what happens? So let's assume for a moment, Stam Nadir Nazir is 30 days. He becomes a Nazir, he becomes Tameh 10 days in. So what happens? What happens to a Nazir becomes Tameh? He has to bring a special bird offering, right? A bird offering. So we'll say, then he restarts the Nadir Nazir again. Now what happens with the bird offering? So the Kohen does something that's called Malika. So Kohanim know this. What's the Din of Malika? So like Kohanim grow out their thumbnail. They hold the bird in their hand, neck facing them. They take the thumbnail, they essentially break the spine, break the vertebrae of the bird, flip off the head. Then I will say, now what do they do with that bird afterwards? Remember, the Chatas bird ultimately the Ola bird is burned, the Chatas bird is consumed by the Kohen. So I will say, now the great novelty in that is what? That bird was killed without Shechita. Under normal circumstances, we'll say, if you want to have a bird for dinner and you take it in your hand and you say, hey, if the coin could do it, so could I. You take your thumbnail, you flick off the head, besides the fact that it's weird, right? The idea also is that what? You can't eat that bird. Why? Because that bird is an avela. That bird died without proper shechita. So we'll say, so now you understand what's happening over here. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that this whole thing is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, I understand why the coin could eat the bird, because that's the halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But according to Rabbi Yosi, to Rabbi Yosi of Reish Lakish, who says that this whole thing is a din of chinuch. If my son, fine, chinuch is fine, but now my son becomes tameh, and now what? We bring this bird offering to the Beis HaMikdash, and the coin does malika with the bird. How is the coin permitted to eat that bird? That bird is a nevela. That bird died without, remember, this whole thing is derabban according to Reish Lakish. That bird died without proper shechita. So how could the coin eat the bird? El Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, Om Reish Lakish, haka achal nevela. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. So listen to this. This is the answer for everything. So Reish Lakish holds, like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds, the Ein Shechita La'of Min HaTorah. So we'll say, this is amazing. There's a Gemara Maseches Chulin. Again, it's beyond the scope of our discussion today, but there is an opinion in Maseches Chulin that holds that the Din is, it's amazing. We'll say, see, isn't this what's exciting about Torah? Right? They both say, see, if we had like a couple of hours for this year, you could go on each of these tangents. It's amazing. That's why I always say, like, each day is mamash a new adventure. It's like a Torah roller coaster. You have absolutely no idea where you're going to start. Well, you know where you're going to start. That's the only thing you know. And you kind of know where you're going to end at the end of the Amud. But Lamaisa, you have absolutely no idea what's going to happen on the journey. So now, boom, out of nowhere, there is this sheet, the Maseches Chulin, that holds that Lamaisa, the din of Shechita, only applies to behemos and chayos. Rabbi said, unless you say, that's crazy. How could Shechita not apply to birds? It's not true. Because there are other animals to which Shechita does not apply, namely fish. Rabbi said, right, how do you go ahead and make a fish? The only thing you can't do with fish is what? You can't take a bite out of it while it's still alive. But Lamaisa, you could clap it over the head, you could cut its head off, you could do whatever you want, and the fish is ready to eat. So we have a precedent for being able to consume living beings ultimately without Shechita. There is this opinion in Chulin that says, therefore, the same thing applies to birds. Birds don't require shechita. So therefore, again, technically speaking, if you want to do malika to prepare your dinner for tonight, you could absolutely do that. So therefore, again, it's no problem, even in this case, even if you hold that this nazirus is only a nazirus d'rabbanan. Also, remember, so we're building up the argument. See, if you hold that this nazirus of the sun is only a nazirus d'rabbanan, so first of all, I have the ability to bring the karbanos. Why? Because Reish Lakish holds that chulin la'azor is only d'rabbanan to begin with. Therefore, again, I have one d'rabbanan against another d'rabbanan. D'rabbanan chinuch trumps the d'rabbanan chulin la'azor. What about nevela? It's not nevela, because according to this opinion, birds don't require shechita to begin with. V'sav Rabbi Yossi achi. It says, Dima, really? Does Rabbi Yossi really hold this? Number one, does Rabbi Yossi really hold? Well, you know, I kept quoting Reish Lakish, but it's really Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chinuch is saying in Reish Lakish. Does Rabbi Yossi really hold A, that number one, chulin la'azor is only d'rabbanan, and B, that there's no shechita for a bird? Does he really hold that? But we learned Vatanya. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says the following, Minayin lechata sa'ov shiba ala sofek. Now, listen, this is a very interesting case. How do we know that you could bring a chata sa'ov in a case of sofek? Now, Rabbi Yossi, when would you have a case of chata sa'ov that's brought on a sofek? Rabbi Yossi, if you take a look at the Rush for just a moment. So the Rush, it's in, I'm assuming we all have the same pagination of the Rush. Actually, I'm looking at it. Maybe we don't. But okay, in my version of the Rush, it's 2, 4, 5 lines in from where the lines get wide. I don't know, Arias, you're in your Gemara. You have a little bit different. Okay, so good. I mean, the Rush hasn't changed all that much, depending on the pagination, but the layout may. So look through it. Shas kegon, suffik, zava, suffik, yoledes. Rabbi say, when would you ever bring a suffik chatos? So suffik chatos, Rabbi say, let's say a suffik yoledes. So Rabbi say, so we will get to this sugya mesachas, which is a fascinating sugya. Let's say a woman, dispels some object from her body, but it's not clear, is it a miscarriage? And if it was a miscarriage, how far along was she? Because we will say, miscarriage doesn't automatically trigger tumas yoledes. It doesn't automatically trigger what we call the tumah from a yoledes, only after a certain amount of time. Or was it something else? If it's something else, then there's no requirement, then there's no tumas yoledes. So you have cases like this the Gemara deals with, where again, she expels something from her body, but it's not clear what it is. In that case, a woman would bring a safek chatos. Because remember, again, a yoledes has to bring a chatos, so she would bring a safek chatos, or not really safek chatos, she'd bring a chatos on the safek. So says the Gemara, how do we know? So how do we know that there are situations where you bring the bird offering for a chatos because of a safek case? And in that case, Rabbi says, she'ina ne'acheles. In that case, the chatos is not consumed, rather is fully burned on the mizbeach. Talmud Lomar, because the Pasuk says, v'hazav es zovo lezarcho nekeva. The Pasuk, when talking about, and Rabbi said, the other case, by the way, of safek, would be a case of safek zava. So Rabbi said, you could have a situation where a woman bleeds, but she's not sure, is it nida blood or is it zava blood? So in that case, also, that all has to do with timing. So again, in that case, she'd also bring a chatas misafek. So how do I know that if she bring a chatas of misafek, that the chatas is brought, but it is not consumed? Talmud Lomar, v'azav es zava lezarcho nekeva, makish nekeva lezachar. The Torah goes ahead and equates a woman to a man. How so? Ma zachar may be karban ala vadai, just like a man brings a karban on a vadai case. On a vadai situation, like he's definitely a zav, or he's definitely tamei. Af nekeva mevia karban ala vadai. So to a woman goes ahead and brings a chatos for a vadai case of yoledes or zava. Uma zachar mevi ala safek, and just like a man brings a case for tumas, brings a karban for tumas safek. Af nekeva mevia ala safek. So to a woman brings also a karban for a situation of tumas safek. Uma zachar miminshu mevi ala vadai mevi ala safek, and both say, just like a man brings the same type of animal for a karban vadai, for tumas vadai, I should say, just like a man brings the same type of animal for a safek case as he does for a vadai case. But remember, if a man definitively becomes tamei, so he brings a chatos behema, a behema, not a bird, but a behema. So we'll say, just like in a case of vadai, he brings a behema, so too in a case of tumas safek, he also brings a behema. Af nekeva mimin she mevia ala vadai, mevia ala safek. But say, so too for a woman, if she's definitely a yoledes, or if she's definitely a zava, she brings bird. bird offerings. So too, if she's a Safik, she also brings bird offerings. Ima Zohar, maybe Karba Menachal. Afne Keva Mavia Karba Menachal. I say you might have thought that just like, again, for a nekeva, for a woman, just like when he brings a definitive carbon for tuma, he eats it. So too, when he brings a carbon for safek, ultimately he eats it. Therefore, even in a case of safek, maybe what? Maybe a woman also eats, maybe the carbon is also consumed. Therefore, again, amrit lo. We say, no, that is not the case, Rabosai. That although a woman will bring a carbon in a case of safek tuma, that carbon is not consumed. Why? Im amrit b'zachar shein iser echad. Because Rabbi Sai, in the case of a zachar, when he brings his carbon out of a safek, there is only one iser involved. Rabbi Sai, what's the only iser involved in a case of safek? Potential of chulin la'azara. That's the only iser involved. Tamar ben akeva sheshne iser. When a woman brings her carbon out of safek, let's say safek yola, that's safek zava, there are two possible isurin. Rabbosai, what are the two possible isurin? Mashne isurin, lav isur nevela, v'chulin ba'azara. Rabbosai, what are the two possible isurin? Isur number one, Rabbosai, is chulin ba'azara. Maybe she's bringing an unconsecrated animal. And what's possibility number two? Nevela. Rabbosai, why is nevela a possibility here? Because she's bringing bird offerings. How are bird offerings offered? Through Malika. So the other possibility is not only she's bringing Chulin La'azara, but what? She'll also be consuming something, or the coin will be consuming something that is Mamish Nevela, because it's not proper Shechita. So Rabbi says, so what do you see from here? This is all staying in the name of Rabbi Yossi. So we just said before that Rabbi Yossi holds that there's no problem with Malika, because Of doesn't need Shechita. What do you see from here? That according to Rabbi Yossi, Of does need Shechita. So the Gemara is just questioning that last premise of Rabbi Yossi. Maskif la Ravacha Brei Dravika. So Ravacha Brei Dravika raises a kasha on the kasha, and he says, V'dilma mechayiv alem ishum demischazi kitrein isurin midirabanan. No, maybe what it means to say is like this. You know why she can't eat the chatos? Because it looks like there are two isurin dirabanan. Rabbi say, what are the two isurin dirabanan? Isur number one is chulin la'azara, which is only going to be asa dirabanan, and isur number two is what? Rabbi say, even if you hold that Of doesn't require shechita midaraisa, everyone still agrees that what? Yeah. That Of requires shechita midirabanan. So maybe what Rabbi Yossi is saying is like this. The reason why when the Isha brings the chatas out of safek, that we don't want her to eat it, is because it appears that there are two isurin dirabanan that are possibly transgressed over here. Issue number one being what? Issue number one being the issue of chulin la'azara, and issue number two being the issue of malika. Lema ketanoi. So we'll say, perhaps we should say that the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi, or Reish Lakish, is in fact the machlokes. And we'll say, remember, let's go back for just a moment. What's the original machlokes that we're dealing with over here? We've established that Lemaisa, it's a father who could go ahead and make his son into a Nazir. Why is that so? We have a fundamental machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says, why? Because it is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Reish Lakish or Rabbi Yossi says why? Because l'maisa again din in chinuch. So the Gemara is suggesting maybe this machlokes is it already machlokes tanoim. What's the machlokes? And I will say it's actually very interesting. Ad masai madir espino benazir. Up until what point in time does a father have the ability to go ahead and be madir his son as a nazir? So we'll say until what point in time, meaning obviously at a certain point in time my son grows up. Once my son grows up, I no longer have parental prerogative to make him a nazir. So at what point in time in his maturation I'm permitted to make him a nazir? So listen to this. So ad sheyavi shtei sarot tivi Rebbe. Rebbe says, until he exhibits signs of physical maturation, literally until he brings two hairs. Two hairs, that's sign of physical maturation. Rabbi Yossi Bihuda Omer, no. Ad sheyagia la'onas nedarim. Rabbi Yossi holds, until he gets to the age of what we call Onas Nedarim. Now, what is Onas Nedarim? So we'll say, take a look at Rashi. Achiyavi Shtei Saras, Dahainu Ad Ben Shlosh Esrei, Dimi Ben Yudbe Shana, Vaad Yud Gimel Shana, Im Adam Yodea L'Shem Mi Nadar, U'L'Shem Mi Hikdish, Dvar Kamis. We'll listen to this. So the Gemara understands that Shtei Saros is 13 years old. That's what we assume. 13 years old is when a boy exhibits signs of physical maturation. there's an earlier age of what we call Achiyagia La'onas Nedarim, until you reach the age of Nedarim. So what does it mean until you reach the age of Nedarim? The age of Nedarim means that you're old enough to know when you make a Neder, whom you are making a Neder to. In other words, to whom you are actually vowing. I will say, now what does that mean? That you mean that you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hold you to your words. What's that age? That age is 12. So that's interesting enough. So we assume that a child intellectually matures even before he physically matures. He understands the nature of his nedarim, or who he's being nodar to, even before he exhibits signs of physical maturation. So we'll say, so Rebbe says that a father could go ahead and make his son a nazir until the age of 13, and Rabbi Yossi essentially says he can make his son a nazir until the age of 12. So the Gemara says, my lav tanoihi, what are they really arguing about? The Rebbe savar halachi hi benazir. What are they really arguing about? That Rebbe holds that the ability of a father to be madir his son in Nedarim is halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai. So we'll say, because it's halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai, even though technically that paternal right should cease at the age of 12, when the son is already intellectually astute enough to make his own Nedarim, the halacha l'Moshe Mi'Sinai says that the father retains the right until when? Until the age of 13, when his son exhibits physical maturation. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda says that a father only has the ability to demadir his son until the age of 12, when he knows nedarim, then savar kidei lechancho b'mitzvos. He holds that, no, that this is a din of chinuch. Kevan de nafek mirshusei su lo mechayev. But Rabbi Yossi, once a son already begins to leave the domain of his father, which Rabbi Yossi is already at the age of 12, because Rabbi Yossi, remember, from a halachic perspective, when you become 12 years old, you've already what? You've already entered into your 13th year. At that point in time, a child is considered to be a gadol in many respects. And therefore, again, al tzchinuch, we assume that a child is already a little bit more independent. And if it's a din and chinuch, that's when the father should lose the right to be madir his son. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara is suggesting that the machlokis Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi is really the same machlokis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi or Reish Lakish earlier on. To which the Gemara says, lo. No, that in fact is not the machlokes. De chuli alma halachi hi benazir. Rabbi Yossi, in reality, everyone holds that lemaisa, a father's ability to make his son into a nazir, is a halacha l'moshe misinai, is a Sinaitic law. It's not a din in chinuch, it's a halacha l'moshe misinai. So what are they arguing about? V'hacha b'mufla ha-samoch l'ish kamiflegi. So what are they arguing about? What we call a mufla hasamoch le'ish. What does this mean? Take a look at Rashi.
So Hacha is talking about our case, Nazir?
No, they're talking about the machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. The machlokes Rabbi Yossi is fine. What does it mean, mufla hasamoch le'ish? Look at Rashi. Katan sheodea lahaflos v'lomar bizmanshu samoch le'ish. Dahainu ben yud gimel l'shem mi nadar l'shem mi kadish. Kiddish. So now we're talking about a very astute 12-year-old. Right, or 12 years old in one day, who's entered into his 13th year, who knows exactly what he is vowing and to whom he is vowing. So listen to this. Rebbe Savar Mufla Samoch Le'ish Dirabanan. So we'll say Rebbe holds that Lamaisa Mufla Samoch Le'ish. This boy who's 12 years old in one day, but knows exactly what he's vowing and to whom he's vowing. So what's the status of his Nedarim? So listen to this. Drabanon. So ultimately, again, this is his drabanon. Well, actually, look at Rashi. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savar, Mufla, Samoch, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Savar, Mufla, Samoch, Lish, Midrabanon. They both can ask Nedarim. We examine his Nedarim. Im Yodel, Mi Nadar, Shemek, Haimes, Tevarov, Vilcha, Chalok, Lamosh, Misina, Hibin, Nazir, Da'av, Madir, Es, Bino, Ben, Nazir, Asdras, Dach, Rabban. Listen to this. So Rabbi holds that the ability of a boy 12 years old in one day to make a neder, that and his neder to be valid, that's a din d'rabanan. Va'asya d'oraisa, v'dachi d'rabanan. Beit Rabosa, what's the d'oraisa over here? The d'oraisa is the halacha l'moshe misinai that says that a father has the ability to make his son into a nazir. So on one hand, if the boy is 12 years old in one day, mid d'rabanan, he is vested with the right to make nedarim, so therefore he should be nedarically independent from his father. But the halacha of Moshe Misinai says that what? That the father has the ability to be madir his son. So we'll say that's the position of Rebbe. Even though the son is nedarically independent, nevertheless, but that's only midrabanan. The da'oraisa, the halacha of Moshe Misinai says that the father has a right to be madir his son until the age of 13 years old. So that da'oraisa trumps the dirabanan. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and says no. Mofla samach leish da'oraisa. Rabbi Yossi Rehuda says, no, the ability of a 12-year-old boy in one day, whom we test, and we know that he knows who he is making the neder to, or what he's making the neder of, he knows the power of nedarim, he is vested with biblical right to make nedarim. Oh, if that's the case, Rabbi Yossi, then once he has a biblical right, his personal biblical right, then his personal biblical right, what? Cannot be trumped by the father's biblical right. I understand, Dad, that you have a biblical right also. I also have a biblical right. My personal biblical right trumps your paternal biblical right. The other possibility is, everyone holds that lamaisa. A father's ability to be madir his son is a dinen chinuch. Therefore, Abba say it's a dirabanan. Umufla samach leish dirabanani. And Abba say in this iteration, that everybody will also assume that the ability of a 12-year-old boy in one day who is proficient in nedarim, who knows what he's talking about, his ability to make a neder is also dirabanan. Rebbe Savar asi chinuch dirabanan bedachi mufla samach leish dirabanan. So Rebbe will say, okay. So Abba say here's the tension. There's a dirabanan chinuch that comes head to head with what? The drabanon of a boy, 12 years old, the one day to make nedarim. Therefore, the drabanon of chinuch will what? Trump the boy's ability, midrabanon, to make his own nedarim. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, the Amr Ad Shagila Ones Nedarim. But on the other hand, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that no, that Lamaisa, again, the Ad Shagila Ones Nedarim, he will say, Kasavar, Lo Asi Chinuch Drabanon, Vidachi Mufla Samuch Leish. So I will say, so in this version, again, it's just the question as to which Drabanon ultimately wins out. According to Rebbe, the Drabanon of Chinuch trumps the Drabanon of the boy to make his Nedarim. And according to Rabbi Yossi, ultimately, again, he will hold Ad Shagila Ones Nedarim, Kasavar, Lo Asi Chinuch Drabanon, Vidachi Mufla Samuch Leish. Ultimately, again, I will say, he will hold that the assay of chinuch does not go ahead and set aside the drabanan of chinuch does not set aside the drabanan of the rabbinic right of the boy to make his own nedarim. So the Gemara goes back to Lema at Kani Tanoi. So say that these machlokes are it's just like this machlokes on the Sanya. But so listen to this. Ma'aseh Rabbi Chanina Shedir Aviv Benazir. But it's very interesting. So there's Maisa. Watch, we'll start this Maisa today. We'll stop with this. Listen to this, Maisa. Rabbi Chanina, was this Rabbi Chanina before it was Rabbi Chanina? He was just little Chanina. So what happened? Shedir Aviv ben Nazir. So when he was a boy, his father made him a Nazir. Listen to this story. They brought little Chanina to Rabbi Gamliel. Now this may sound a little bit strange. They brought him to Rabbi Gamliel to see if he had two pubic hairs or not. Now you'll see this. Why does that need inspection? Well, says, remember, there's an interesting halacha that says that it's possible that those hairs were there and they fell out. So we'll say, so there's a way to look for the pores. So meaning once a boy apparently has matured physically, even if the hairs are not there, the pores are present. So apparently not everyone knew how to look for the pores. So they brought him to Rabbi Gamliel. I'm not going to comment on this at all. Right? This is not. They brought him to Rabbi Gamliel ultimately again to look for the pores. So what happened? So Amar, listen to this. So little Chanina, the young Chanina, says to Rabbi Gamliel, Amar lo Rebbe, al titsta'er lebot kani. Rebbe, you don't have to worry yourself. You don't have to examine me. Im katanani, eyeh b'shul abba. Because there are one of two possibilities. What are the two possibilities? Either I'm a katan. And if I'm a katan, then I'm a nazir. Why? Because my father made me a nazir. Im godol ani, if I am a godol, eyeh b'shul atzmi. If I'm an adult, then what? That I willingly accept an Eden Aziras upon myself. But I said, listen to how beautiful this is. Amad Rabbi Gamliel v'nashka arasho. Rabbi Gamliel stood up and kissed Chanina on his head. Amar muftach ani bazeh shemora halacha b'Yisrael. I have no doubt that this young boy one day is going to be a great posek in halacha. It's going to be Amor HaRo. Amru lo haya yamim mu'atim. Only it wasn't long. At Shahora Yihora Hora Abisra. Until ultimately, again, Rabbi Hanina began to paskin halacha
within Klai Yisrael. Well, so you know what? I'll take 2 more minutes of your time, and then we'll stop. Bishlam the Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Ad Sheigila Onas Nedarim. So I'll say this story makes sense. According to Rabbi Yosef, who says that Lamaisa, again, a father has the ability to be madir his son until he reaches the age of Onas Nedarim. Hainu Dika Amar Im Katan Ani Eya Bishil Abba. That's why he says, if I'm still a katan, then Lamaisa, again, I'll be a nadir because of my father's neder. El Rebbe Da Amar Ach Yavishte Saros. Vim Gadol Ani Eya Bishil Atzmi. But one second, but according to Rebbe, who says that no, he's allowed to make his own, his father's allowed to be mad to him until he brings 2 sa'aros. And he says, if I'm an adult, then ultimately I'll be a nazir on my own. Top of lamed. Habir shusei da'avu akayim. Ultimately, again, he is still in the rishus of his son. I mean, I will say, if he did not yet bring 2 sa'aros, then ultimately, again, he's still in the rishus of his father. Ela da'amar, rather what Chanina said was what? Ela da'amar, ehei bishvil abba, ehei bishvil atzmi. Rather, what Rami Chanina meant to say is the following. If I did not bring 2 hairs yet, if I did not yet exhibit signs of physical maturation, then Lamayin say again, I will be a Nazir because of my father. Meaning that I'm still a katan, I'll be a Nazir because of my father. But Lamayin say, if I did bring 2 hairs, meaning if I did have signs of physical maturation, then ehei bishvil atzmi. Then at the end of the day, I will become a Nazir on my own volition. So we'll stop over here for today. Now understand, we're stopping mid-sugya, even though we only have a few more lines. The Mishnah will stop over here. So here are the issues we still have to resolve. The core issue we have to resolve is number one, what is the nature of a father's right to be madir his son? That's the core issue, and everything else comes from that issue. Now remember, that is a fundamental machlokes. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. According to Rabbi Yossi in the name of Reish Lakish, it's what? It's a din en chinuch. Now both say, now that's another way of saying what? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a din d'araisa. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a din d'rabbanon. So that's major machlokes number one. Major machlokes number two is, no matter what you hold, the nature of that right, then second issue you have to resolve is what? Up until what time in a child's maturation does a father have that right? Is it up until the point of what we'll call intellectual maturation, which is 12 years old in 1 day? Or is it up until when? Physical maturation, which we assume is at when? Is at 13 years old. So I'll say, Meretz Hashem, we will resolve both of those questions in Meretz Hashem tomorrow. I would suggest getting here on time because we're going to solve it at 5:41. So I'm just, if you come at 5:42, you may miss it. 5:41 in Meretz Hashem tomorrow morning. We'll say, just again, I brought the Avas Yisrael envelopes over here. If you want to make a contribution to the Avas Yisrael Sarah Simeon Tshuva campaign, again, the envelope is already addressed. It's right here. Please take one. Contribute to this worthwhile tzedakah.